With us, an old friend of the programme, Dr. Alison Birtles, consultant oncologist and honorary senior lecturer at the Rosemere Cancer Centre in Preston. But when she's not busy, and she's always busy, I think she sort of winds down by taking part in musicals, don't you, being on the stage?
I do. Good morning, both of you. So my main de-stressor, apart from my family, is actually musical theatre and singing, because I think singing is a fantastic way for anybody to produce the happy hormones endorphins, which are actually very important in terms of patients with any medical problems as well, sort of reducing stress response. And I've sung all my life. And in fact, my first show that I ever performed in was with St. Augustine's Amateur Operatic Society in Preston when I was 9 at the Guildhall in a Gilbert and Sullivan production. But today I wanted to talk about the latest show that I'm in, which is probably one of the, well, everyone has different opinions, but I think it is Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice's best work, which is Jesus Christ Superstar, which is very appropriate for this time of year. And I find, after doing a 10-hour clinic last Monday at the RLI, at the Royal Lancaster Infirmary, the last thing I wanted was to actually go to a rehearsal. But once I got there, do you know, I felt a different woman within half an hour of opening my mouth and starting singing, because the music just takes over and you feel in such a better place.
Wow. Singing, I think, is something you've come back to recently, isn't it? Because you went away from it for a while.
When we lived in London, which I did all my training in London and all of my my work as a middle grade doctor. So it was only when I came back to Preston to take up a consultant post at the Rosemere that I left singing for a period of time, because we used to do 4 shows a year in London. And I came back in 2004 because both my parents were getting older and we wanted to be nearer to them to support them. And setting up my job and going into a much more senior level as a consultant all takes time. And then I had a son, William, who's nearly 12. And so for many years, I had half an hour a week of singing, which was my singing lesson, and that was it. And about 4 years ago now, I suddenly realised how much I missed it. And that was because William was in a show of Scrooge with one of the societies in Lancaster Red Rose. And I was helping out. And when we did the technical rehearsal and we went into the theatre, it was at the Winter Gardens,
yeah,
which is
lovely.
Very, very impressive performing space. I suddenly realised how much I missed it and what a great part of our lives it was, because my husband does, the stage management side of things and helps with crewing and lighting and sound.
Wow, you're all involved.
So it was something that we'd always done. So I decided I'd start auditioning again. So this is my 7th show in a row now.
So what part are you playing in this show, or parts?
Well, Jesus Christ Superstar is very much of an ensemble piece, so it's a sung-through piece, which means there's no spoken dialogue at all in it. But that shouldn't put you off, because Tim Rice is such a genius in writing lyrics that, and they are so pertinent, you know, to the story, but they're still very relevant in a modern society, that we all play multiple parts. So those of us in the ensemble play. So I'm in the mob, I'm a disciple of Jesus, I'm a leper, I'm a temple seller. I'm the maid by the fire, so I'm one of the people who challenges Peter, who then goes on and denies Jesus. But I think the great part of this show is that we're also doing it at this time of year, which is a really important time of year for Christians. And the coincidences we've had recently, so last Sunday I ran from church to go to rehearsal, and it was Palm Sunday, and we were setting the Palm Sunday part, the Hosanna, the entry into Jerusalem. And on Thursday we did the Garden of Gethsemane and the Last Supper at about 9:30 on Maundy Thursday. And we have our main principles with Jesus and Judas are astonishing. They've both really risen to the occasion. And Jesus, Josh, is younger than 33, younger than Jesus' age. But I cry every single time in rehearsal where he's performed Gethsemane, because he really understands the human side of the character of the person, and his singing is utterly brilliant. And there are many things about Superstar that resonate for me. So Leidos, Lancaster Amateur and Dramatic Operatic Society, have done this show 3 times in the past. So back in 1996, they were the first society to get the amateur performing rights for the show, because before that it had just been done by in schools. And they performed it then, and they performed it, I think, in the Priory in Lancaster in about 2003. And on both of the occasions, it was the same man who played Jesus, a man called Roger Bradley. And he very sadly died of skin cancer a number of years ago, but was treated at the Rosemere Cancer Centre, where I work. And what Leidos are doing is they are doing bucket collections every night and a raffle on a couple of the nights, I think, as fundraising for the Rosemere. So it's almost come full circle, because as a consultant at the Rosemere, I'm singing in a production where we're fundraising for the Rosemere as well.
And you didn't did you realise that when you first?
No, not at all. I mean, I wouldn't normally have done 2 shows back to back, because I just finished The Sound of Music, but Superstar was too good a show to turn down, because it isn't done that often.
It sounds absolutely amazing. It sounds really quite moving and really powerful as well. And the fact that you're doing so many different characters, are you doing lots of costume changes?
No, there's a the way that the show is being staged is everybody has a base costume that they add things onto. So I think there's only one quick costume change, which is towards the end, because obviously the Jesus Christ Superstar, which is the number that most people probably know, is a completely different look, because it's just after Judas's death. I think most people would recognise so many numbers in this show, and as soon as you put on the opening, you know, number with the band, it is such powerful, evocative music that there was no way I could turn down the opportunity of being in it.
It sounds like a great production. Rehearsals obviously going well. When's opening night then?
Very soon. The opening night is going to be at the Lancaster Grand on Tuesday, the 7th of next month of May at 7:30 p.m. And then it's on every night, Tuesday through to Saturday, the 11th of May. And there's a matinee on the Saturday afternoon. And ticket sales are through the Lancaster Grand. I think we're very lucky to have such a great performing
space. It's a lovely,
lovely
theatre, isn't it? The Grand Theatre in Lancaster.
Second oldest working theatre, and with its own ghost, the Grey Lady.
There we are.
Wow.
And designed, of course, by Frank Matcham as well, I think, wasn't
it? I think so, yeah.
Lovely place, as you say. Best of luck with that. Is it a big cast on...?
I think there's about 32, 33 of us all together. And it has been an absolute privilege. I've never done a show with this group before, because just because the timings haven't quite fit with the other shows I've tended to do.
Because you're so busy.
And with work and family life. But it's been a real pleasure being involved with them.
And it's back to the day job, I think, from Monday, isn't it? Rest on Monday.
No day job. I'm on call on Monday through to Sunday next week. So there are no clinics on Monday, but I'll be doing my ward round at Preston. And I'm publicising the show, obviously. So I've got my hoodie that I'll be going in wearing and handing out a few flyers to any patients being discharged on Monday.
How do the patients see that, though, when they see the oncologist coming with a hoodie handing up?
Well, you know, my patients are used to it, because in my clinics, when they go and book their next appointment, they normally have a little flyer for my next show, and I'm very lucky because I work in and live within the community in Lancaster and Morecambe Bay, and so many of my patients are really loyal and come and see me in whatever show I do, so I'm very lucky.
Well, lovely to chat to you. Thanks for joining us this morning
both.
On BBC Radio Lancashire.